done things, and things have turned around to dream big America thoughts, because it is time for our weekly contest. It's that time again. Dream big America.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
Yes, Dream Big America, the voice to entrepreneurs in our country, a way to get people and the American public focused on, interested in, excited about the opportunities that there are in our country. This is our first Dream Big America finals show. I think it's a great opportunity for us to circle back with you to remind everybody why it's so important to have a country built on these solid foundations of great businesses. And our idea here is to encourage people who are getting started. It's not just a show. It is a focus on small businesses, entrepreneurialism, the folks who will shape the future of our country. And you have an opportunity to get to know these people. They are creators. They are visionaries. We want to support one of them. And so I'm going to tell you about the three who are here. All of them have each won a week of Dream Big America. So we're back for the end of the month finale, and they'll take home with them a prize package. By the way, the winner of the show will receive quite a prize package from the producers of Dream Big America, package which we'll be announcing live immediately before we give you this month's winner on Thursday, sometime in this hour, toward the end of the hour. The package will include cash and resources to fuel their businesses. So if you're thinking something like $5,000 in cash and prizes, think bigger. $10,000 in cash and prizes, think bigger. $15,000 in cash and prizes, think bigger.
And a Doug Stephan hat.
That's right. Right. And that, too.
To wear while your business is smoking hot.
All right.
Sweet.
So our three contestants today are very sweet, you guys. That's Ken Kessler, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, who are here to help me on my side of the street as we work through the winner. First of all, from week number one, Alicia Harold is here, the CEO of My Ed Match. My Ed Match in Kansas City got a lot of attention first time around.
And she was so polished in her presentation
Polished because she's able to make it all work, and that's why she's here. So we're wishing her well. Also, Allison Carenza from Looky Lou Light. Jennifer had so much fun with me. Looky Lou Light. She was the winner of week two. And then last week, John Jacobin, the CEO of Bought in Des Moines, was the winner. So all of them are going to be working against each other. They have their two-minute presentation. And, you know, the thing that is great about this is that everybody has the opportunity to, in the exact same space, to sell. That's what we're all about. You got to be able to sell your product and your ideas. So let's see how well it works with the audience. And we have with us an outstanding expert panelist. Tom Tilly is here from the DVS Group in New York. I think we have Tom. Where's Tom? Is he hanging by?
Yeah, he's right here.
Tom, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Nice to have you here. So we're going to work with Tom. He's going to talk to all of the contestants. People on the radio program are going to talk to all of the contestants. And then you'll be able to vote. Actually, you have two opportunities to participate in this thing. One of them is because we have our Twitter team, Ken and Jennifer, ready to take your Twitter questions for each of the contestants. You'll have an opportunity with these three entrepreneurs, ask them whatever you'd like. Twitter, let's see, we've got two ways of doing it. Tweet your question to @GoodDayShow or to @DreamBigUSA, and we'll use the questions for each contestant. Again, tweet your questions to @GoodDayShow, @GoodDayShow, or to @DreamBigUSA and let your voice be heard. You'll be able to vote at the end of the hour and for the next 28 hours for who you think wins. You go to dreambigamerica.us, the website, find your favorite contestant on the homepage, click vote, or you can text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326 to exercise your preference for these contestants. So, without having any more opportunity here for me to give you the rules and the background to Dream Big America, let's present our first contestant back from week number one. Everybody was impressed with Alicia Harrell. Alicia, welcome back to Dream Big America.
Thanks. Excited to be here again.
All right, you don't sound excited. Come on, Alicia. Let's go. Rah, rah, shish, goom, bah.
For all the big stuff.
Hey, we're calling live from Las Vegas at a national teacher conference for TIP, the Knowledge is Power program. So
what
we're
a
really
great place for a teacher conference.
Well,
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah, right. Everybody's, but there are lessons to be learned.
Gamble with youth.
To be learned, yes. All right, so we're going to give you your 2 minutes to go through the pitch that you have. Everybody listen for 2 minutes, and you figure out what My Ed Match is all about. I was very impressed the first week, although there are a lot of things that we got when we learned about doing this the first week. There are so many people who have such great ideas. You won fair and square, so let's see if you can pull it off today and win the big monthly prize. Here is Alicia Harrell from My Ed Match.
Thanks. We've had a busy last 3 weeks here at My Ed Match. We've actually recruited a few thousand more teachers and a bunch of new school customers. Oh, and I signed back up for online dating. Yes, it's me again, Alicia, the former fourth grade teacher turned recruiter and hiring manager who took the concept of online dating and applied it to the education market to solve a massive problem, teacher turnover. It's crazy to think that every year 20% of teachers leave their school. In fact, half of all teachers entering the profession today won't actually make it 5 years. This comes at a huge cost, $7 billion a year, not to mention the devastating impact on the community and kids. And what's crazy is they aren't leaving because they don't love teaching or even because of the pay. They're leaving because they aren't in a school that's a good fit. Until now, there wasn't an easy way for great teachers and schools to find each other. In fact, the job search process was incredibly daunting. So along with a team of educators, we've built My Ed Match because we know fit matters. My Ed Match is a radical new way to match teachers in schools. Taking a proven technology and a solution from one domain and applying it in education, we've developed a matching algorithm that connects schools and teachers with shared missions, beliefs, and goals. It's simple. Teachers and schools build their online profiles, get matched, and then search for jobs and candidates. For schools, My Ed Match is the quickest, most cost-effective way to market your school and job openings to a national candidate pool. And for teachers, it's the one-stop place to look for jobs and be discovered by schools. With more than 15,000 teachers and 350 paying school customers, we're already making successful matches. So if you share our belief that all teachers deserve a job they love, please share this with an educator today and vote for My Ed Match. In the end, online dating might not have found me the perfect someone quite yet, but the good news is My Ed Match is now helping great teachers in school find their match.
All right. There's Alicia Harrell. By the way, Jennifer Horn is the timekeeper.
I am, and she was right there.
Right
only
on
two
the money.
Seconds to spare. Yep.
Alicia Harrell from My Ed Match. So you haven't been able, even through My Ed Match, to find your match. Is that right?
I thought that... No, much to my mother's disappointment.
Tell your mother to relax. All right? Alicia's making herself very successful, and some smart guy's going to come along and say, I want to get hooked up with this lady. In the meantime, that was a great presentation. My Ed Match is the first contestant. Alicia now can rest on her laurels for a moment. Don't go away, though, because we'll need you back again to have our round of questioning from the people who are listening online, and they want to tweet a question to Good Day Show or to Dream Big USA. Then there, of course, is the question that we will want to get from our expert panelist who's here, Tom Tilley. So you stand by, Alicia. Great job. Stand by for contestant number two as well, Allison Carenza from Looky Lou Light, next in the focus here on Dream Big America.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Up next, as we continue here on Dream Big America, the contestant that won in week number 2, Allison Carenza from Looky Lou Light. Interesting, she captured everybody's imagination. I thought it was in the same sort of vein, Jennifer and Kenny, as Alicia. Her presentation was very
strong. Absolutely, very good.
Great
creative idea, too.
It is a good idea, so let's get right to it. What sort of response have you gotten since you were on the program the first time, Allison?
Oh, the momentum has been awesome. We've been loving it. We're just riding the wave and enjoying every minute of it.
All right. So let us, in the interest of time, we want to try to get everybody in before the bottom of the hour and then have more time for conversation with all of you in the next half hour. Let's get started. Allison Carenza, you've got 2 minutes from now to tell us about Looky Lou Light.
Thanks, Doug. 2 weeks ago, I talked about the challenges of taking pictures of babies and children. This week, I'd also like to talk about how Looky Lou has changed my life. We all know kids are easily distracted, and as a professional photographer, I've only got 20 good minutes to get the shots I want, images that will last a lifetime and then some. That's why I invented the Looky Lou Light for my studio. My invention is a device that attaches to the end of the camera. It has flashing, bright LED lights to attract the attention of babies and kids. I'm going to brag for a bit. I'm pretty great with babies and kids. Probably comes from my years as a teacher. Kids connect with me immediately, and I can get them to smile pretty easily. But when I put that camera up to my face, they look away. The Looky Lou helps to keep the little ones focused on me. It doesn't replace my relationship with the kids. It just helps them engage so I can get the most of our time together. This invention is as simple as pressing a button, and it's hands-free for photographers so they can get sharp images every time. Sharp images of fleeting moments that will be cherished forever. Doug, now I just want to take a few seconds to talk about how this journey has changed me. When I first had the idea for the Looky Lou, I was like most people with a great idea. I didn't do much with it. I just talked about it. In fact, it took me years of talking about it before I finally decided to take action. Action as simple as Googling how to get a prototype made. Seriously, that's where I started. I knew I didn't have all the answers, but I decided I would just keep moving forward. I guess that's why it took so long for me to pursue my dream in the first place. Fear of not knowing enough, which I didn't. I didn't know anything. But I felt the fear and did it anyway. I knew no matter what happened, I was going to learn and grow as a person. I know there's a lot of listeners out there today that have a great idea, too. But maybe they just talk about it like I did. I would encourage everyone to pursue their Looky Lou Light. Success or failure, you're going to grow as a person.
Yep.
I know the Looky Lou is going to revolutionize the way babies and children are photographed.
All right, Allison, stand by, and the other contestants standing by as well as we continue on Dream Big America.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Time goes fast when we're going through this. I notice every week when we do this, these three contestants bring, you know, we give them 2 minutes, but it seems like we don't have enough time to do all the things that we want to do. So we're going to bring all of the contestants in the first half hour, and then we'll have the opportunity for, first of all, Tom Tilley, who's the managing partner of DVS Group in New York, to talk. He was actually with, he's a very interesting guy, Jennifer and Kenny, because he has a sports background as a professional hockey player, but he's started this business, and it's very big in mergers and acquisitions. Smart guy, got a good ear for this sort of thing. So he's going to help us with questions for all three of our contestants. Jennifer has questions. Kenny's got questions. I've got questions. You've got questions. And you can tweet your question to @GoodDayShow or to @DreamBigUSA, and we'll use one of your questions for each of the contestants as we work our way through. This is an opportunity, as you may have heard at the beginning, if you're just joining us, we had 3 weeks of experience. And so what we have are the weekly winners here. We'll do this every month the same way. We have three contestants, first 3 weeks of the month, that present their wares. The winner of each of those weeks will become the competitors in the final week of the month. And we'll have four of them every month. The prize package will be somewhat different, and it will grow. We have Thursday morning when we announce the winner, we'll go through all of the prize package, but it's already up to over $15,000. And some people, as they find out about this program, are getting excited by getting in. So they want to be represented, and that's why we haven't put all the pieces of this together yet. We have put the three contestants together. You heard from Alicia Harrell from My Ed Match. Great presentation from Allison Carenza, who passionately brings us around to thinking about what trouble we have when we're trying to photograph children, animals, any of that stuff.
Look, that's over what, here.
Woo. Exactly. That's what that's about. So let's see what we get from John Jacobin.
Our lone man, Debbie.
Yes. John was the winner last week, and he's got a very interesting company called Bawte. It's B-A-W-T-E from Des Moines. They do interesting things with parts and service and support for companies. John, welcome back to Dream Big America.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I noticed that there was a piece in the Des Moines Register this morning about you being on with us, which I thought was kind of cool. It underscores your company, and obviously because you got more votes than anybody else, and it mentions the other two contestants in the press release. But it's good that they are following you in Des Moines on the newspaper there, and I understand that you were on television, so he's a big-time guy, folks.
Big star.
Big-time guy. All right,
yeah, so, I don't think I'm there yet.
Yeah, you are. You're here. If you're here, you're becoming a bigger big-time guy anyway.
Right. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed. All right. So we wish you well, as we wish Allison and Alicia well. Here's John Jacobin with 2 minutes on Bawte.
All right. Thank you, Doug. And thank you very much for this opportunity. So I'd actually like to start by asking everybody who's listening to remember back to the last product that you bought. It could be electronics or appliances, maybe a brand new coffee maker or a vacuum, that sort of thing. Now, visualize taking the product out of the box. Besides the product, what else is in there? Well, it's paper. It's a giant stack of paper. Instructions, warranty, product registration, and a whole lot more. And it's been this way for over 50 years. And what do we do with all that paper? Well, we either file it away, never to be found when we actually need it, or we trash it. So the paper serves very little benefit. And if you're like 99% of the people out there, you also throw away the registration card, too. Well, why do we do this? Beyond being inconvenient, it's because we don't want to get spammed with emails and junk mail. But with Bought, all of this changes. You simply scan a product with the Bought app, and all that paper is now captured forever in the app and on the cloud. Access it anytime, anywhere, from any device. And no need to register a product ever again. We keep your personal information safe and secure, and that means all the benefits of registration, but none of the spam. We notify you before your warranty expires. It's happened to me where something breaks, and by the time I get around to actually getting it fixed, the warranty expires. And to make warranty service even easier, we keep electronic copies of your receipts. We'll notify you of any recalls or safety alerts. It's crazy. These things happen every day for multiple products, and virtually no one ever knows. And the cherry on top is the Bought service team support. So if anything happens to a product that you've tagged, just tell us what's happening right through the app. We have all the information we need, and we'll actually make contact with the manufacturer. So that means no more sitting on the phone waiting for an actual person to answer or being passed around. Bought makes it easy. I mean, the things we own make life easier. That is, until they make life harder. And that's where Bought comes in. We make owning things simple. And we believe simplifying our lives is something that everybody can buy into.
All right. That's a great presentation as well. So now we have all three of these people having made their passionate plea for your vote. We're going to tell you how to vote. We're going to tell you what we are going to do in terms of an overview. Most importantly, Tom Tilley from DVS Group, along with Jennifer and Kenny and I, are going to, I guess this would be the kibitzing time coming up for the contestants on Dream Big America.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me in now.
Cause my woman brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get composition notebooks for just 25 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations and enjoy lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Here to celebrate on Dream Big America. This is our first monthly competition. Each of the contestants have had their 2 minutes to pitch their business idea here on the Dream Big America portion of the Good Day Show. And correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny or Jennifer, these two-minute bits will be posted almost immediately, will they not, in the archives at DougStephan.com and the various mm-hmm. other places. Matter of fact, I should probably... Hold on just a second.
Uh-oh. Did you go for a walk?
I'm looking for the list of all. I do this from time to time. I have a list. I got a list because I want everybody to know where they can go to get all of the information about the comings and goings of these people. Mm-hmm. The best way to do that is to give everybody the way to be involved. And I want to thank, by the way, the folks at the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City, the 1 Million Cups Group, Nutrition Capital, all these people are working as our partners here. They've provided us with the resources to vet these people. And that's really one of the great things here as we come back into this first Dream Big America finals show, the opportunity to work with a lot of these people who spend their time just focusing on and encouraging entrepreneurs. And these people are going to shape our country. And so they deserve your support. They deserve your vote. Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City, Nutrition Capital Network in San Diego. These folks have been vetted. There were scores and scores of applicants by some of the most highly respected organizations in the country that brought us around to finding these folks who have been not only the contestants this first month, but will be the contestants. The entrepreneurs are working very hard. I hope we are going to support them. Whether they win or they don't, you've learned a lot more about their businesses, and I really would like to learn a lot more about them. So we'll have Alicia and Allison and John. John with Bought in Des Moines, Allison with Looky Lou Light, and Alicia with My Ed Match. We'll give them some of the questions that have come in from you on Twitter. Some of the folks here have questions. And, of course, our advisor, our expert panelist is Tom Tilley. He's got the first round of questions for each of the three contestants coming up right after this as we proceed ahead to get ourselves closer to a winner on the first I don't know what we call these semifinals. I think we ought to have an annual contest, too. We haven't talked about that. We do have the monthly contests, and this is it for the first month on Dream Big America.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny boxes. Sold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Celebrities like John Corbett and Jill Marini are hitting the road with Keel since 1851 in support of AMFAR, an organization dedicated to ending the global AIDS epidemic. Keel's, the New York-based purveyor of fine-quality skincare products, is celebrating its fourth annual Life Ride for AMFAR. Keel's president, Chris Salgado.
Keel's is a long-standing relationship with AMFAR, and we are excited to ride together from Seattle to Los Angeles. We'll be stopping at Keel stores and Harley-Davidson dealerships on the route, where a portion of sales will go to AMFAR. Please join us. The cure is in your hands. The ride ends August 8th at the Grove in Los Angeles, where AMFAR's global fundraising chairman, Sharon Stone, will accept a check on the charity's behalf.
In celebration of Life Ride, Kiehl's will introduce a limited edition jumbo size of their ultimate strength hand salve, with profits going to AMFAR. Since 2001, Kiehl's has raised over $1 million for HIV/AIDS organizations. To learn more and find out when the ride will visit your local store, visit Kiehl's.com. I'm Alice Stockton Rossini.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, so let's get back to the action here. Dream Big America on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, who are monitoring your questions on Twitter, at Good Day Show or at Dream Big USA. Most importantly, we start with Tom Tilley's question. He's one of the entrepreneurs that has worked to put all of this together. He's a managing partner with the DBS Group and thus has experience with lots of entrepreneurs. He has worked in areas where you've seen a lot of people, businesses come up and do well. Sometimes they do well for a while and then they sort of sputter and fail, right, Tom? It must be hard for you to predict who's going to do well.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of challenges, and working in the merger and acquisition world and helping invest with finding investors for deals and things like that, there's always challenges that we see for entrepreneurs at various steps along the way. But it seems like you've got three good businesses today that you've been discussing.
Well, that's why we're here, to empower the people who are going to continue to, if you will, bring that banner that shines brightly of entrepreneurialism in America. So let's get to you. Ask a question of each of these entrepreneurs. First contestant was Alicia Harold from My Ed Match. So here's Tom Tilley with Alicia. Question number one.
Alicia, I had the benefit of speaking with you in week one when you were on the show, and I was one of the guest panelists. As I thought about your business and have looked at it a little bit more closely, you mentioned that one of your challenges has been that you're sort of trying to please two constituencies, being the schools and the teachers. What other challenges do you see on the horizon? It sounds like you're growing rapidly. What other challenges do you see that you may have to face on the horizon as you continue to grow?
Definitely. So obviously, as a tech-based company, I think we continue to think what scale looks like on technology, if this is truly the one-stop place for both teachers and schools, but then also having heard from customers that are outside of schools but are also want to market directly to a teacher base, what does the business model actually look like for them as we try and serve more than just teachers and schools?
All right. So that is two and two makes four there. All right. Thanks, Alicia. Next question for Allison Carenza of Looky Lou Light from Tom Tilly.
Yes. Hi, Allison. You know, as I look at the camera called The Environment, I saw just actually today in the Business Journal that the digital camera sales are off 42% in the last 12 months. And as I look at your business, I see that obviously you cater to a base of professional photographers. But what do you see as your market in general?
You know, originally I'd like it to be a B2B business plan in that I think that'll be where I get a lot of my marketing and, you know, some proof of sales and can build up a good clientele. And then eventually I'd like to have it be a consumer product for parents that have digital SLRs that want to take good pictures of their kids. That's my hope, that we can get it in, you know, some big box stores so that even parents can use the Looky Lou.
Allison, I want to give you a little bit more time because of the rigors of having to watch the clock. I think you were off by a few seconds, or I was, or we were, so I'm going to give you, for those of your fans who are eagerly anticipating your winning, I don't want them to throw rocks at me because you missed about 10 seconds in your presentation, so I'm going to have you do that in a few minutes. But I wanted to have Tom go through and question everybody first. So next up is John Jacobin, who's from Bott in Des Moines. Here's your question, John, from Tom Tilly.
John, having helped the find investors for a company that is a platform that bridges developers and marketers of applications, one of the challenges that he faced was his revenue model, and it changed a couple of times along the way. Can you briefly explain to me what your revenue model is?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, all personal information stays private. Definitely anything that's identifiable to a consumer is not going to be shared. But we do have a lot of brands that are actually interested in being able to communicate with the people that actually buy their products, which is interesting because retail kind of obfuscates that interaction. So we will give brands the ability to interact with consumers, but they won't be identifiable in any capacity. So we really have a nice win for consumers to be able to be private, but we also have a way for brands to then connect with those customers who are actually buying their products.
All right. That was a great job as well. Tom, thank you very much. You can hold on and listen to the rest of the conversation here if you would like to. Tom Tilly, who is from the DVS Group in New York, this is a very interesting investment opportunity, or all of these, and that may be part of what the winner is of the month's worth of activity that they've been involved in, because we're having our monthly contest, the three people who won each of the week events, now here together. And so I wanted to have our opportunity to go to the Twitter questions as well. What you're going to do with all this information as we present these contestants immediately following the program at the top of the hour and for the next 28 hours, you'll be able to vote by texting DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326. Or you can vote on the dreambigamerica.us website and send one of the contestants into the winner's circle. So who's doing, Kenny, you're doing the Twitter stuff, right?
Right.
All right, so let's go back to Alicia with a question. I'm assuming you have questions for each one of these people. So why don't you give one to Alicia and one to Allison and one to John. We'll start with Alicia.
Okay, Alicia, this question is from Amy. She says, a large obstacle is getting schools signed up. How many schools do you have, and how do you get more soon?
Great. So we actually have 350 paying school customers that range in size from a single school all the way to the fifth largest school district. And since the last time we were on the show, we've actually signed up even more, all the way from New York to L.A. and then the entire city of Memphis through an effort called Teacher Town USA. We signed up 80 schools there in the past week. So I think we'll continue to market directly to schools, but to me, the early traction we've seen has shown that we're solving a major pain point for school, because with a turnover rate of 25% a year for most of our school customers, they can't afford not to replace teachers. So we want to save them time and money by focusing on mission and culture fit on the front end.
Do you do the marketing yourself, Alicia? Do you go reach out to the school systems, to the schools individually, or you have a marketing team? Because you're a great salesperson. I'm hoping you're on the front line.
I am on the front line, and I do have an awesome head of marketing. So we both have experience in the classroom, so I think we're also able to speak directly to our schools because we know what that pain point is.
All right.
Trying to solve that problem.
Good job. Okay, next up, Allison Carenza of Looky Lou Light. First, Allison, before we have our Twitter question, I wanted to give you a couple of extra seconds because of what, first of all, your message is, the photographers of all skill levels that could use what you're doing. We all think of it with regard to children, perhaps, and I don't know whether you mentioned dogs this time. It seemed to me the first week you were here, there was a discussion of dogs being good for this as well. Do I remember that?
You know, at this time, it's just lights, but we're going to implement sound, and that might be something that attracts dogs' attention. Dogs are colorblind, I'm pretty sure, and so I'm not sure that the lights right now would be as effective, but sound would definitely.
See, I don't want to think my dog Charlotte is colorblind. I want to think all of the colors. She's a hamburger anyway. All right, so did we leave out anything that was important that you wanted to stress before we get to the Twitter question?
I was just talking about how I'm super passionate about the whole process. I've changed so much as a person, and my only hope is that everyone out there listening, you know, goes out and takes a step in the right direction towards their dream and has a big dream as well.
Good. All right, Kenny, what do you have that was tweeted into us for a question? Was tweeted? I never get this right. It was tweeted into us? Okay.
Yeah. This is from someone who uses the name PredictREI. Allison, what barriers to entry have you created to protect your invention? How broad is your patent, if you have one?
What happened to Allison?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. At this time, we're patent pending, and I hope to get a full patent. But more so than being safe and protecting my intelligence of the product, I really just want to beat everyone to market. I think that's even more important. It's really hard to compete, and I don't want to get in a legal war with a lot of people. So I'm just going to get the brand out there and let everyone know what's the best.
All right. In the interest of time, we're going to scoot. Good luck to you, Allison. Scoot to John Jacobin, who is from Bot in Des Moines. Twitter question for you, John.
John, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this is from Tom. He says, how many manufacturers do you have? How many are you adding monthly?
Great question. So we currently have about 15 manufacturers who have embraced this, and think of, you know, brand name multinational brands. And we're adding probably at this point 2 to 3 per month, and we anticipate that obviously increasing. But I think what's important to understand too is that whether brands adopt it or they don't, for consumers it works with every product. And so we obviously support the brand adoption, but really our focus, even at this time, is awareness from a consumer's perspective of what we can do for them.
All right. Great job, everybody, and best wishes to all three of you to work your way through to the voting and to the winning. Remember, the voting starts. We'll have these three different pitches up at all of the websites where you can go to check things out, DougStefan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCN, Genesis Radio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. I mean, this is everywhere. And we want you to vote as well. Text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's DBA 612-223-7326. Or you can go to dreambigamerica.us, that website. Find your favorite contestant on the homepage and click on to vote. The winner will be announced on the program sometime during this hour on Thursday, along with the prize package, which is going to be a Lollapalooza. So thank you to all of our contestants and everybody else who is interested in the fate of these three great companies, the entrepreneurs on Dream Big America on Good Day.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The Wieners and the Clintons. This would make for some reality show. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Just saying the name Anthony Weiner is enough to make many people just shake their heads these days. Weiner resigned from Congress back in 2011 in the wake of a sexting scandal. It appeared he simply waited for the storm to pass before launching a campaign for mayor of New York City. And until last week, he was actually leading a crowded field of candidates in the polls. But last week, he and his wife, Huma Abedin, held a joint news conference in which they both spoke, with Anthony Weiner facing new allegations of sexting and admitting he continued to do it even after resigning from Congress. The latest polls show Weiner is in a free fall, dropping to as low as fourth in that field of candidates. At a mayoral forum in New York City last night, Weiner insisted he's still in it to win it.
There have been a lot of polls in this race, and every time one has come out, whether I'm at the top or not, I've said the same thing. Doesn't change my life one bit.
Weiner also deflected questions of whether he has a sexual disorder. Meanwhile, former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are reportedly seething over the ongoing scandals of Anthony Weiner. Sources telling ABC News that the Clintons are bristling at the comparisons between Weiner and Bill Clinton, and between Hillary Clinton and Weiner's wife, Huma Abedin, who, for years, was a top aide to Hillary Clinton. Both Clintons are reportedly trying to pressure Weiner to drop his campaign bid. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, speculation continues about her possible White House bid in 2016. No word if that subject came up as she and President Obama had lunch at the White House. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest did have an answer to the more intriguing question, what did they have to eat?
The White House chef today whipped up some grilled chicken, some pasta jambalaya, and some salad for them to enjoy during lunch.
Sounds delish. Hillary Clinton isn't done. She's having breakfast today with a man she may wind up running against if she makes a presidential run, Vice President Joe Biden. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
On Wall Street, stocks lost a little ground as the new work week started yesterday. The Dow off 37 points, finishing the day at 15,521. S&P down 6, NASDAQ with a 14-point loss. Israel and the Palestinians holding direct peace talks for the first time in 3 years. Secretary of State John Kerry said the two sides shared a very, very special moment when they broke the traditional Muslim fast for the holy month of Ramadan. Negotiators from each side dined yesterday with Kerry in Washington, D.C., and then got down to business. And finally, do you like the ocean? How about taking a dip in the Atlantic? Very refreshing on a summer day. But here's a question. How long do you think you could tread water or just float in the ocean if you had to? John Aldridge, age 45, was faced with just that situation last week when he fell off his lobster boat off the coast of Long Island, New York. John floated and floated and kept on floating, refusing to give up.
I was like, there's no way I'm dying this way. This is how I'm going to go. This is how I got to go. I'm like, no way.
John said he used his own boots to stay afloat.
Just tip them and then put them under my arms. I just floated, you know, one on each arm. And I kept it tight to me, kept me warm.
Something many of us may not have thought of doing. There were many agencies involved in the search for John, coordinating their efforts. It took a while, but John was finally rescued.
The swimmer came out, jumped in the water, and was like, we've been looking for you for 9 hours. And I was like, I've been looking for you for 12 hours.
That's right. John Aldridge, using those upside-down boots under his arm, stayed afloat for 12 hours before he was plucked from the waters of the Atlantic. He had drifted about 40 miles from the spot where he fell off his lobster boat. John is making a speedy recovery and plans to be back out on his boat very soon. If they make a movie about his adventure, I know what to call it. Das Boots. If you don't understand, I don't have time to explain it. I'm David Wise. That's the news that matters.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?